Rolled out. Not yet. I'm going to give a chance. I'll come back tomorrow. So. Brad Jones has a chance. He went through the pre-practice, and they just felt he wasn't ready. So we'll see where Brad is tomorrow. Pinga had the cleat, took a cleat on the shin, so I think he'll be okay.
What about Jennings?
Hey, Jennings had lower back spasms. We'll see where he is tomorrow. I'm sorry?
Colin Jenkins
had a strained calf, so he's gonna be long shot for Thursday.
Mike Bulaga obviously must not have been too serious.
Brian fought through it today, but I mean he has a hip flexor, so he was able to battle through today's practice.
In this game, in terms of how they did last year.
Indianapolis Colts, we're talking about the AFC champions. This will be an excellent competition for us. We want to come out and play to our standard and, play well at home. And just all the basic things that you want to accomplish in week three of the preseason. We still have a lot of information we're trying to gather about our football team, but our starters would definitely play the first half, and then we'll assess at halftime where we are.
What more would you like to see from your starters after assessing the first two games and knowing this is a game where they're going to probably play the long season?
Oh, it's really different for all three phases. I mean, the offensive group has been able to play, 2 weeks in a row as a full group. The defensive group has had more injuries that affected the starters or the first group, however you want to look at it. And, special teams has really been about which phase. I mean, we've been able to keep the group together more in the punt protection part of it. We've had the whole roster on the kickoff coverage depth chart participate in the first two games. So, I mean, we're going to try to gather as much information in certain aspects of the team. But, the first half should give us a pretty good grade where we are.
Will you continue to alternate the log in college and left guard then through this?
That's the plan. I'm in the health of Brian. How he goes through tomorrow will determine that.
Al Harris is
still fighting through rehab, and he's getting better and better. All the reports are always positive when we talk to the medical staff. But there's a protocol when you come off of a major type injury that Al has gone through. So he's doing everything he can. I can promise you that. But still today he's not ready to pass the physical.
Have you seen the punters separated themselves, Mike?
Oh, I don't think so. You try to break down every aspect of their job responsibility, and it's very too close to pick. Chris and Tim have done a very good job with their opportunities, and I'm just hopeful that they can maybe clear it up for us, because right now it's still a dead heat.
Do you think that might be one guy losing it as opposed to one guy winning it?
I think it's clearly going to be a guy. It's going to be the guy that wins it, because it's. I think they're both two good punters, and I think they'll both kick in this league for a while.
Mike, is there much hope for Starks to even be able to go for the final preseason
game? He was improving at the beginning of the week. Yesterday was not one of his better days in the rehab. So we're still up and down there. So he will not play this week. My kind of on this week.
Would you say your offensive line, the first unit, has done a decent job of kind of picking up where they left?
I think they've done a good job. I mean, our offensive production reflects that, and it all starts with the offensive line. And I think that first group has done a good job 2 weeks in a row. Alan Barber has a low back injury, and he actually hurt it in the game, and he's missed the last two practices.
How long do you hope to play the starters Thursday?
Like I said, I just said that the first half, and we'll reassess the halftime, see where we're at.
Coach, I think one of the more interesting battles is backup tight end. I feel like you have four or five guys. I imagine what three is what you're looking at to keep. Can you assess the guys behind you, Michael Finley?
I think it's a very good group, and it's a group that will all be battling for a spot on our roster. So very pleased with Jermichael as far as taking the number one slot and the number of opportunity he's been given. He's been very productive, and Donald Lee has done a very good job You know, he's always been a versatile tight end for us the last couple of years, and now he's even more involved on special teams, and I think that's a real strength of his play. You know, Tom Crabtree's a guy I know everybody's excited about. Tom's a tough blue collar player, and he's doing a lot of the little things, and has shown a lot of productivity on special teams also. I would have to definitely rank him as our best run blocker. You know, Spencer, you know, he just continues to do as much as he possibly can to try to make his football team. And you know, Andrew Corliss is a young guy that's doing a much better job of being a professional. You can definitely see the talent, the awareness, the anticipation. You know, I think he has a bright future. So it's a very good group. It's the best group we've had in training camp in my time here.
Responded against Cleveland. How has he done?
I agree with that. I think Quinn's actually played well Cleveland and even in the second game in Seattle. I mean, particularly some of the things we've asked him to do. He needed to pick it up on special teams. I think he's responded there. You know, he needs to continue to clean up the little things. And I expect more out of Quinn because he's in his second year now. Any time you're in our program and you go from year one to year two, I'm looking for a jump. And he's improving, but he needs to take that next jump.
Mike, are the injuries that have added up kind of frustrating for you because you've structured training camp in such a way that sort of guards against that?
Well, our structure in training camp is to try to lower the risk for fatigue injuries, but that doesn't eliminate injuries from the game of football. Injuries are part of the game, and you deal with them accordingly. I don't get frustrated about injuries. It's more of a personal issue that you feel bad for the individual. But to me, injuries is a part of the NFL, and it's another situation that you have to deal with as you continue the path on to the new season. So, I mean, it's part of our game.